It's another test, in fact, for Australia's coal industry. A major new mine in the Southern Highlands is going under the microscope. Part of a two-day hearing in Mossvale at the moment as we speak. New South Wales planning authorities have delivered a damning assessment of the Hume coal project and predicts more than 70 local landholders could be impacted if it went ahead. Our reporter Gavin Coote is there for the country. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Michael.
So how many people have turned up at this hearing, or 2 days of hearing?
Yeah, we've got about several hundred, probably between the 200 and 300 mark here today at Mossvale Services Club. That number will sort of, you know, peter out maybe and then, ramp back up throughout the 2 days, because we've got about 70 to 80 speakers slated for this two-day hearing, and a lot of people wanting to have their say. The Department of Planning received 13,000 submissions on this project, so a lot of community interest. 97% of those were objections, many raising concerns about groundwater, the impacts on farming. The Department of Planning itself has actually raised, what's quite interesting is that it's recommended refusal for this project and has raised concerns that the groundwater impacts could be unprecedented, and basically is predicting that 72 odd landholders within the Whinjacarabbee catchment, which actually, as you would know, is part of the Sydney drinking water catchment, they're saying that more than 70 landholders would be affected by the drawdown of aquifers and the mining method, because we're talking about 3.5 million tonnes of metallurgical coal being mined for about 19 odd years if this project gets the go-ahead.
And there's, as you say, significant opposition, and we've heard from the Berrima people talking about their concerns, and in fact happy that it was knocked on the head initially. But this is another throw of the dice for Hume Coal, and they get a chance to put their case again.
Absolutely, and they've been putting some figures to the planning authorities today about just how much money they're saying would come through the community. They're saying $373 million would be the economic injection into the Southern Highlands, comparing that with other mines in the Illawarra, like Wonga Willie, about $51 million, and then looking at other mines in the Malaban mine near Mudgee, around the $200 million mark, as is Springvale near Lithgow. So they're really sort of talking up the economic benefits. But the Department of Planning's Clay Preshaw, he's a senior planner with the department, he gave a rather damning assessment today at the Independent Planning Commission hearing, basically saying that, based on the public interest test, the mining method, they have some geotechnical concerns about the underground mining method they're looking at using here, but certainly the groundwater impacts are ones that have never been sort of contemplated in New South Wales history. So here's a little bit of what he had to say.
And in our view, and in the view of the Department of Industry, Lands and Water, the number of affected bores, privately held bores, would be unprecedented in the history that we've seen of coal mining projects. And in our view, and based on the advice we're getting from both the resources regulator and our independent experts, there are a number of safety risks that we have not been resolved at this point.
That's Clay Preshaw from the Department of Planning speaking to the meeting, and quite a lot of significant opposition in the region, and also quite a few famous people live in the Berrima region, the Southern Highlands, and have been involved in the protests as well, Gavin.
Well, this is right. Yeah, we've got Southern Highlands, and particularly Berrima, which is very close to where this project is being proposed, home to a lot of high profile people, and not least of which is Jimmy Barnes, the rock legend. He's been very vocally against it, as well as Ben Quilty, the Archibald Prize-winning artist. They've had him talking about it, and John Olsen as well, a very famous Win Prize and Archibald Prize-winning artist. So they're just a few, but Jimmy Barnes is certainly the one that has really raised the profile of this. And I guess it comes at a time when we've seen in the last week or so, coal is really under the microscope. Glencore putting that cap on its coal output going forward. and of course the Land and Environment Court's decision on the Rocky Hill project up north of Newcastle on climate change concerns. So Nick Clyde from Lock the Gate was really sort of keen to sort of tease this out a bit and sort of explain that the anti-coal sentiment is really gaining some momentum.
With communities around the whole country that are working on coal mining or unconventional gas projects that aren't supported in the communities in which they live. So for one reason or another, they might impact farmland, drinking water catchments, climate. So those communities need support, and we're there to work with them to try and get the best result for those communities.
That's Nick Clyde from Lock the Gate. And local MP Prue Goward made the point too, didn't she, Gavin, that she's been a long time opponent of this mine for about a decade or so.
That's right. She's been speaking out against this for some time. Of course, she's the former New South Wales Planning Minister, so has sort of been very involved in major projects like this, but has been talking from the outset against this. She basically talks about, almost a tale of two regions. The Hunter Valley, which is obviously, some of the best wine-growing, horse-breeding country in the world, but you've also got the coal mines. She said she's flown over those areas and feels it's a moonscape that could perhaps become the reality here in the Southern Highlands. She feels that while this is only one coal mine, this could really be, turning a tide perhaps and making the Southern Highlands the Hunter Valley. And she's basically saying, we don't want that.
I've been campaigning against this mine for 10 years. And as far as I can see, the way this would affect the precious water aquifers of the Southern Highlands would be irreparable. So on that basis alone, I've campaigned against this mine. But there are many other reasons why you would campaign against this mine. And when I was planning minister and I saw the devastation that was done to the Hunter Valley from not just one coal mine, but then the next coal mine and the next coal mine, it looked like the moon. And I would hate to see that happening in this beautiful settled area.
That's Prue Goward, the local MP, who's of course retiring at the next election. Gavin, so we heard the issues were really around water, the style of the mine, and concerns about the impact on local landholders. So I guess there'll be more of those issues teased out today and tomorrow when the hearing continues.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you mentioned, the vast majority opposing it, but we will be having some people here involved in the business community who will be speaking for it. They feel that, you know, an area like the Southern Highlands really needs that shot in the arm. And, you know, any community, that the prospect of 300-odd jobs is nothing to be sneezed at. So we'll be hearing about those that side of the coin as well. And certainly Hume Coal doesn't feel it's sort of a foregone conclusion that this will be get knocked on the head. Even though the Department of Planning did recommend its refusal, this is obviously down at the whim of, perhaps not whim, but under the consideration of an independent planning authority. So we'll wait and see how that all pans out.
Although the similar conditions, though, to what happened with Rocky Hill, that was knocked on the head by the Planning Commission and then taken to court, and then they lost in court as well.
Absolutely, and this is a really interesting one because it's metallurgical coal. It's coal that would be going to POSCO, which is the Korean steelmaker. Whether that changes the dynamics, it's unclear, but obviously a large part of the anti-coal movement has been based on thermal coal, and given this is sort of your metallurgical coal, but it is going offshore, not to, you know, our local steelmakers, that could change the dynamics as well, but certainly a lot of opposition.